Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
So, is hope a joke, or is hope a secret ingredient to the creation of life? Welcome, everybody. I am Danielle, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, and welcome to the Exploration of Wonder, where each week we explore the amazing world that we live in, this amazing universe, a world where magic is real and hope is true. And today we're going through the truth and the lies of hope. You know, I've been looking at this concept of hope a lot lately, as the world is getting weird. The world is getting weird. And, you know, and I live in the USA, and what's interesting about that right now is I have many, throughout my 18 years of travel and working with people all over the world, I have friends from all over the world, and you know what? They won't come here anymore. So I've been really looking at this place of hope. What is it? What does it mean? Is it a lie? Is it something good? Is it something we should have? Is it something we shouldn't have? And so let's dive into that today, shall we? Because I have a lot of notes. With each topic, I always dive in, right? Because usually it's a topic because I'm curious about it, which is why it's the exploration of wonder. It's like, what am I wondering about? And so let's dive into this thing of hope. Is it real? Is it true? Is it a lie? Should we have it? Should we not have it? So one of my favorite authors is Shel Silverstein. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. I know I have a lot of international listeners, but Shel Silverstein is a kids author. And I say kids author because as a kid, most kids read it when they're in childhood, but he's actually somebody that we should probably read throughout our entire lives. And meet me in person sometime, and I will probably still be able to tell you some of the poems of his that I've memorized, like the one about not wanting to go to school. Anybody else? Anyway, so one of my favorite authors, Shel Silverstein, has this quote I wanted to share with you. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. And I love this because to me, it really illustrates that we can change anything. And, you know, and I really think that he was speaking to the essence of hope, the very essence of hope. That hope is energetic. It's a magical, almost magical belief that despite all the musts and don'ts, anything can truly happen and anything can be, you know, and it's about opening ourselves up to these university of possibilities. And I get it. And when I say I get it, I've had days where I'm full of hope and I've had days where I'm not full of hope. And, you know, and as I was saying that the world is weird, I've seen a lot of people give up in despair to that darkness and that nothing can change. And is that all that there is out there, or is there another light that we can shine on? And is that light hope? All right. So I love words. I did a whole class, many classes, because I have a specialty class called the Energy of Words, but I also did a radio show on it. So if you want to go check that out, it was done, I don't know, months ago. It was something about, has the word in the title. Anyways, go check it out if you want to hear all about that. But basically, words are an energy. When you say a word, it invokes that energy, right? And if you want to know more about that, then go to that show, because I spent an hour on it. But basically, anytime you're wondering about a word, you want to look at the original definition of a word, okay? And so I went to the original definition of hope, and I found something fascinating, okay? So what is the original definition of hope? Trusting God's word. And for those of you who don't believe in the deity, you can also be like the word of the universe, right? I talk about the universe a lot, and I'm not saying God exists or doesn't exist, but it's like trust in the universe, trust in God's word. And then it also says to trust, have confidence, assume confidently, which I kind of like that. It's like, oh, to have hope, we can assume confidently, right? But then here's the part that I find fascinating. It's a word of unknown origin. And when I was researching this, I got both like, oh my gosh, and like, wow. Because in my research of words over the past 14 years, I've only discovered one other commonly used word that is of unknown origin. There's lots of words of unknown origin, but we hardly use them. But what's interesting is common words, this is only the second one that I've seen show up like this. The other one is glory, and I can talk about that another time. Glory is a word of unknown origin. And interestingly enough, it also has to do with the God in the universe. So it's like, this is why I love wondering and exploring things and being curious, is because I love that these unknown origin words are about God in the universe. So anyway, I side note. But just, I loved that the original definition of hope is to have trust, have confidence, and assume confidently. It doesn't say it's fake. It doesn't say there's no point in it. It doesn't say you're naive and it's a hope is a, I think there's a quote that says like hope is a fool's errand or something like that. I may be misquoting, but that's okay. You get my gist that a lot of people are always like, oh, hope is foolish, right? But what if it's not? What if hope is an energy that will actually shape your reality in a positive, exciting way? Okay, so I'm going to go through hope. I'm going to go through hope today. Today on the show, I'm going to go through five truths about hope and five lies about hope, and then also give you some tips on how to like instill more hope into your universe and make it an active thing. And I guess it's a spoiler alert, because if I'm also giving you tips on how to instill it, it's not a lie. It's spoilers. Still watch or listen to the rest of the show, because there's a lot of good information, but spoiler alert, it's true. Hope is true. Okay. But hope is energetic. Hope is psychological. Hope is emotional. And hope is this true, potent energy that can keep you going when the world seems dark. I like to say it's like the inner fire that refuses to be extinguished even in the face of adversity. And see, and that's where people go, hello, Pollyanna. Aren't you wearing your rose-colored glasses today? And I'm like, no. No, I am not, because even in the darkest days, and I'll be honest, folks, I've had dark days. I don't know anybody who hasn't had dark days. And what shifted and changed that? The energy. And sometimes it's just the hope that tomorrow will be brighter that gets us to go to sleep and wake up the next day, right? What is it? Is it hope that opens our eyes going, okay, today's going to be better, right? I've talked with a lot of people even through depression and stuff like that. I have a lot of clients, and it's interesting that they will use hope and be like, well, I always hope tomorrow's going to be better. But there's a fine line, and we're going to get into that, of where like they see hope as this fakeness or hope as in a possibility. Okay, so this is what we're going to explore today. So here's one of the truths about hope. Hope is a multidimensional energy. Yay! You know me, I always like talking energy, and you know, let's throw some dimensions in there. But it is, it's a multidimensional energy. Because what I say this is, hope just isn't a simple feeling you have. And, you know, feelings are something your body has. You, as an infinite being, you try to have emotions. which is anger, joy, sadness. Those are emotions, right? Feelings are tactile things. If you look up the original definitions, feelings are hot, cold, smooth, rough. Well, do you, the infinite being, your soul, your spirit, feel hot, cold, smooth, rough? Or does your body feel hot, cold, smooth, rough? Well, your body does, right? So bodies have the feelings. And so when you talk about hope, just isn't a simple feeling you have. So it's not just you feel it in your body, but it's also this dynamic force. It's energetic, meaning it can fuel you. It is something from the universe, a wavelength, a frequency that can propel you and drive you forward when you feel stuck. Okay. And then so we have emotion, we have feeling because you feel it and you perceive it with your infinite being throughout the universe. But then it's also psychological, you know. I don't hold a psychological degree. Have I studied psychology a lot? Yes. Yes, I have. And I find some of it fascinating. And I find some of it limiting, as with everything. Some is great. Some is limiting. You pick what parts work for you. Okay. But hope is there very psychological, because it also shapes your thoughts, your perceptions, your mindset often. You know, that's one thing that a lot of us who work in energy don't like to look at, about changing and shifting the mindset, but there is some psychological in there. I just like to put energy with it, because the way I run my coaching practice is not about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, right? I mean, I've worked a lot with bodies and energy, but I've worked a lot with bodies and traditional allopathic medicine as well as alternative medicine. I'm saying put it all together, add energy and question to it and the influence of the universe, and you get something greater. Okay. So with this hope, it psychological helps you shift and change your outlook, and even your capacity for joy, because when you shift that mindset, you can see more as well. And here's the thing, as I just stated, all these things work together. It's not just one or the other, but it all works together, which is why I said hope is a multidimensional energy, but it is an energy. And with that, the second hope or second truth about hope is it's a catalyst for transformation. Catalyst being that spark, right? In chemistry, we talk about the catalyst, or in health or healing, it's like we'll give a multivitamin or something, we'll give something like that for a catalyst to ignite that change that you're asking for. What if hope is that too? What if hope is that catalyst for you to go, something's going to be different and I can perceive it? Okay. So hope is this incredible power to transform, to light that fire. Okay. Because when you hold on to hope, your perspective shifts. Instead of seeing dead ends, you start looking for new paths. And this is a very big part, my friend, because when I've seen people lose hope, right, the first thing they go to is nothing's ever going to change. I can't see a way out of this darkness. And then when they get infused with this energy of hope, the darkness recedes. You see a spark, and that spark leads you to, even if it's not there yet, to perceive a different possibility. It allows you to stand up, take a step forward into the unknown, but you have this spark leading your way of something can be different. That's hope. When people don't have hope, they lie down and let the darkness take hold. But that hope is not a fool's errand. It is the spark that shoves away the darkness and helps you stand up and take that step forward. All right. We're going to go to our first commercial break. I always knew today's show would be interesting. Because I don't know anybody who hasn't been in that moment where the darkness is closing in. And sometimes we even seem to be in that darkness for a while, but then something sparks. A lightness begins in our body. We feel it. It ignites in our mind, and we start to perceive with our infinite being a different possibility that something can be better. And that is hope. So I knew it would be an interesting show. And thank you for going along with me in this, because it is a personal one as well. Because, like I said, we've all been there. We've all had those days. And which is actually one of the lies later on, is that hope isn't, or sorry, that the, stick around so I don't bastardize it right now. But when we get to it there, it'll be good. So we're only on 2 of the 5 truths that I have, and then we'll dispel some lies about hope, and then tips on how to let it infuse your body, your being, so that you know that tomorrow can be better. All right, my friends, you are listening or watching to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and I am so grateful for you to be here today, and we are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am just so truly grateful you are here exploring with me today the truths and lies of hope. And, you know, I've always said gratitude is my favorite energy. Hope's right along there. Hope is truly becoming one of my favorite energies as well, especially when we, in a few moments, we'll get to dispelling some of the lies of it. And it's a potent, it's a very potent energy. All right, so without further ado, here is number 3 truth about hope, the energy of hope. Hope elevates well-being and contribution, okay? And I highlighted that word, contribution, for a reason. Because beyond personal transformation, hope has a powerful impact not only to your overall well-being, but the contribution you are to the world. And I don't just mean living a life that makes other hope. Does it include that? Absolutely, absolutely. Live a life that invites other people to know you can have a different possibility? Absolutely. But hope enables you to be a contribution. Because a hopeful individual whether their life is fantastic or not quite so fantastic. A hopeful individual is more likely to engage positively with their community, offer support to others, and work towards a collective improvement. And you know, that's one of the lies, is that people's lives have to be perfect to offer hope. Yet we've seen more inspirational hope in people whose lives aren't perfect. Now, I'm not saying, oh good, I've created a non-perfect life so I can be more hopeful to the world. No. I wish a happy, abundant life for all of you, right? This is what all my shows are about. But it doesn't have to look a certain way for you to have that hope and be a contribution to another, okay? Because your personal hope becomes a beacon inspiring those around you. Because just like one of the most infectious diseases in the world, hope is catching. Hope catches. Have you ever been around somebody who has a true energy of hope and not been able to catch it too? Even if you're like, no. But somewhere it's planted something. Somewhere it's taken root. So hope elevates well-being and your contribution beyond personal transformation, okay? And then number four. this is one of my favorites. Hope is an awareness, not delusional, okay? I said that one slowly for impact. Let me say it again. Hope is an awareness. It is not delusional. It's a critical, important distinction. Because many people mistakenly believe that hope means being naive or ignoring problems. If I knew French better, I would say naivete. Or I can't say it. Hopefully one day. No. Sorry, I'm teasing. But many people mistakenly believe that hope makes people be naive or delusional, right? Or that they're ignoring their problems. Let me be clear. Hope is not delusional. Hope is the awareness that something can be different, which is why I said hope is an awareness. It is not delusional. In those dark days, do you know something different is possible? You may not be able to know how to get there. You may not even think that it's possible for you right now. But can you perceive that something could be different? Yeah, that's hope. Hope is the awareness that something can be different. And that's not delusional, my friend. That's not flights of fancy. It's just the profound truth that you know something can change. You may not know how, where, why, or when. I have screamed to the heavens of, let me know when this will change, but I've had the hope that it will. And I know you have too, okay? So hope is an awareness that something different is possible. It is not a delusion that something else is possible, okay? Number five, hope demands and inspires action. This is truth number five of hope. Hope demands and inspires action. And this is also kind of twisted up with one of the lies, is that we think that hope is passive. Okay? And I think I'm giving away one of my lies, but it is. We think that hope is passive, that you just sit there and you're like, the universe or God will deliver to me a difference. And until then, I'm just going to sit on the couch in my poo and be unhappy. No. How much changes then? It doesn't. As a matter of fact, I've had those days. We kind of sink deeper into the darkness when you do that. But at the core of the energy of hope, you go, oh, I could do something. And I, like I said, I've been there. Sometimes that first sit up off the couch is hard. It's hard. But the hope is there, igniting your fire, giving you the strength to take that action. Okay, because hope is an active force, not as in force against your will, but like force of inspiration and intensity. Hope is an active force that inspires new actions that create a greater life and world. Okay, like I said, isn't passive, isn't about sitting back and waiting for a miracle. It's about being motivated to create that miracle. And I love that. I love that line. Because, you know, I make a lot of notes, and when the notes come out of my fingertips, sometimes I'm even surprised. And that was one that I was really surprised about. Hope isn't about sitting back and waiting for a miracle. It's about being motivated to create that miracle. Who says miracles only come from outside of you? Miracles 100% can come from you. Are you willing, my friend, to create your own miracle? Sure, with divine guidance, sure, with inspiration from the universe and holding your hand and walking beside you. Absolutely. But don't downplay your part of creating that miracle. And often it starts with that hope to get up off the couch and provide that impetus for that next choice, that next small step to that brave decision, the new direction, you know, like to change the trajectory. From darkness into light, okay? And this is where it's like I said that a lot of people think it's just delusional, because hope without action is a fantasy. Hope without action is a fantasy. But hope with action is an unstoppable force capable of re-altering reality. Okay, it's the whisper that encourages you to take the first step, knowing it can change all your tomorrows. But here's the thing. Action, you know, I talk a lot about action on this show too. And a lot of people think is like, on Saturday, I got up and weeded my garden. That was action. But action is also the part
Thank you for
and place where
Are you?
I chose to get up and do that gardening. Okay, so that is also action, is when you make that choice. That is also action. So action just isn't that physicalness of it. Action is the choice, is the demand, and hope really inspires those kind of actions. Okay. So, we are having an adventure today, my friend, and I get that the energy can be up and down, and I'm so grateful for you staying with me throughout this, and I know there are forces out there that are creating the oddity of the uniqueness of this show, but you know what? Hope also lets us know that we are, how's the word to say this? We are, the word is right there. They cannot win against us. Okay. We are unbeatable. There's the word. We are unbeatable, my friends. Hope tells us we are unbeatable, because when we have that energy of hope with us, and as those five truths, you know, we've been talking about, as we have that energy of hope with us, you know what? We always know tomorrow can be different and that we are capable of the action, because hope is the awareness that something can be different. So when you have that hope, when you have that ability to perceive that different possibility and take those actions, you know what? You are unbeatable. Even if it feels like sometimes you are being beat to the ground, you, my friend, can stand up. And hope can be your fire, that catalyst to help you, to hold your hand and pull you up to a standing position. All right. I knew I would wax nostalgic, or not nostalgic, poetic on this show. But I'm feeling this one really deeply, my friends. All right, we are going to go to our next commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to get into some of the lies about hope. And, you know, we've already talked about some of them, but there are some very blatant ones that you're going to recognize because those who like to try to stop us love to tell us these lies of hope. So, want to know what they are? Good. Stick around. I'll get to them right after this commercial break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody. As you can see, if you're watching the TV show part of this, my cat has joined me and I pet her and now I have cat hair up my nose. It's a lovely thing. All right. So today we are talking about the truth and the lies of hope. And hope, I hope you're beginning to see how, what a potent energy and possibility that hope, the energy of hope is. Okay. So we've gone through what hope by definition is, the definition of the word. We've gone through the truth of hope. Now let's look at some of those lies. Because unconsciousness, anti-consciousness lies to us about hope. Well, why wouldn't they? If hope is this huge force for changing anything, yeah, they're going to want to lie to us so we don't use it. But you know what? We're unbeatable. So we're going to dispel the lies as well. So probably the most common misconception is that hope is just wishful thinking. You've heard this. Hope is just wishful thinking. Well, no, as we've talked about already, hope is inspiring action, even if that action is taking that choice, right? But so many people think that hope is passive, a naive desire for things just to magically improve. Well, you know what? First of all, we've already proven that magic is real. We did a whole show on that. Okay. And it implies that you're just sitting around wishing for a better outcome. And as I said, hope without action is fantasy. But it's not just wishful thinking, because when you truly allow hope to infuse your body and your universe, you become unstoppable, okay? So hope is not wishful thinking. It is the foundation for purposeful action. All right. Lie number two. Hope means ignoring reality. You know, I've heard this one a lot. As I've, you know, I've spent 18 years working with energy, and all of my years working with magic and possibility. And I've heard this a lot. Well, you're just ignoring what's really out there. Because if you really saw what was out there, you wouldn't be so happy. You would be sad and depressed and lonely and sad and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's, hope does not mean ignoring reality. Hope is not letting yourself get weighed down, letting this reality stop you. I will say again, hope is an awareness of a different possibility. So hope does not mean ignoring reality. Hope means you're actually very present in your life, in this reality, but you don't take it as that's all there is. Hope is that awareness of like, okay, so this is what the landscape is. This is what my financial reality may be. This is what my relationship reality may be. What can I do differently? What other path is there? That is hope, is that ability to look at things as they are, not ignore them, but look at them as they are and then choose a different path. That is hope. So it's not ignoring reality. It's being uber present with reality. Okay. It's not denying it. It's seeing it as it is. All right. Line number three. Hope is full only for the naive or untouched by hardship. So I'm trying to keep the cat off the trackpad. Hope is only for the naive or untouched by hardship. Aw, that's a big lie, okay? This lie suggests that only those who haven't truly suffered, who haven't faced significant challenge, can afford the luxury of hope. And I've heard something like that. It's like, well, you're poor, you can afford the luxury of hope. If you know, that never made sense. You know why? Because it's crap, okay? It's not true. It implies that real-world experience crushes hope. You know what's interesting? The more real-world experience I get, the more hope I have because I'm more aware, I'm more present, okay? And I'm a student of history, archaeology, all that kind of stuff. Literally, I have degrees in it. I'm a weird person. If you haven't figured this out by now, let me inform you. I'm a weird person. So my eclectic taste is I've done a lot of study of history. And as I said earlier, it's often the people with the least who have the hope the most. Okay. Hope is often a most potent and when the world seems the darkest, this is when that hope, no matter who it is, comes through and guides you through the storm. And it's not just when the skies are clear, right? It's not just when like, oh, everything's great and I'm going to have lots of hope. No, no, no. Hope is there for those moments when you're like, oh my gosh, are we going into a world war? Oh my gosh, am I going to have money for mortgage this month, for rent, for food? That's when hope actually comes on. So hope is not only for the naive or untouched. It's also for, it's for everybody. It's for everybody, despite anything, okay? So don't create a life of hardship to have hope, because you can have hope and have everything you desire as well, okay? And then as we talked about earlier, it is also that place of your hope inspires other people, okay? So number four, lie number four, hope is not a feeling you wait for, okay? This lie positions hope as something that just happens to you. It's spontaneous, something you catch. Oh, like, look, I caught hope. Yay. It happened to pass by me and I caught it. No. Okay. You are not a passive person in this process. You invite it in, you allow it to take root in your life, in your body, and you cultivate it, you nurture it, you say hello to it, you greet it like an old friend. Okay, but hope is not a random occurrence. It's, you water it, you grow it, you plant it. I think that was the wrong order. You plant it, you water it, you grow it. Okay, it's almost like, you know, I talk a lot about body communication and that it's an atrophied muscle that you have to strengthen. So is hope. Hope is an atrophied muscle that you can strengthen. But it can be really easy because hope feeds hope. I know that was deep, but it's true. Hope feeds hope. The more hope you have, the more hope you have, and the more possibilities you see. Okay. All right. Lie number five. This one's gonna hurt. Giving up hope is a rational response to a difficult world. Let me say that again. Giving up hope is a rational response to a difficult world. Remember, these are the lies. This is why it feels so heavy when I say it, because it's a lie. Okay? As I said earlier, hope without action becomes fantasy. And so I see a lot of people where if they're feeling overwhelmed, the first thing they throw out the door is hope. I had a brief discussion with a fellow host a couple of months ago. And she said, well, if you can get to the place where it's, well, if you can get to the place where you can say, well, it is just what it is, then you'll have a better life. I went, I don't agree with that. And she's like, no, it just the way it is. And she said the Dalai Lama or something said it. I don't know. I have to research that. And I guarantee the Dalai Lama wasn't saying that without hope, but she was just saying if you can get to the place of it is where what it is, then you can just accept it. To me, that's the absence of hope. I don't think the Dalai Lama has absence of hope. As a matter of fact, I think the Dalai Lama inspires hope. So it's not about saying things like it is just what it is, because that's people who have given up hope to a difficult world. This is where people go, well, you're just being naive if you think something can be different. So this one is kind of like a summary of all those lies, right? You're just naive. Well, you don't know what it is to be without, or just, what are you just gonna wish things into existence? Well, actually, yeah. But often our wishes take the form of choices and actions and awarenesses. Okay, so giving up hope is not a rational response to a difficult world. Feeding hope is a rational response to a difficult world. Okay, because if you give up hope, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of stagnation, sitting in that pile of poop, just rotting. That is not you, my friends. And you know how I know that's not you? You've made it this far in the show, or you push play at all. Which, if I haven't thanked you for pushing play, thank you for pushing play and listening to this or watching this, because that means I know you haven't given up. You have and are full of hope because you're here. Every day you wake up, my friend, I know you haven't given up on hope. Okay. We are going to go to our next commercial break, and when we come back, we'll do some quick rapid-fire tips for how to cultivate hope in your life. We're going to let it infuse our universe, plant those seeds, water it, and grow it, right? Tips to cultivate hope. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder. And if you're enjoying this, if it's inspiring you, helping you feel a little bit more hopeful, please do consider finding the Exploration of Wonder on something like iTunes and giving me a 5-star rating or liking, commenting, or sharing with somebody you know that needs this information. These actions seem like a little thing, but you know what? It has a huge impact on a growing show like mine to be able to reach other people requiring this information. So please consider it, takes but a moment and changes many tomorrows. All right, my friends, you are currently watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, today. And today we're going through the lies and truth of hope. And let's get to those tips to cultivate it, shall we? Because you see the possibility of it. You're like, oh, it's not a lie. It's actually a positive energy that we should have in our life. So how do you get more of it? Well, here's some tips. One, embrace the anything can be mindset. Okay. Just like this Shel Silverstein, you know, be aware of the mustn'ts and wasn'ts and don'ts. And I forget the quote exactly, but when a negative thought comes in, when it seems impossible, cultivate and counter it with, what if it could be different, right? This is the place where you ask a question instead of it's just crap. Go, what can I change here? What could be different? What would it look like if it wasn't crap, right? And that opens up the door to those energies of hope taking root and inspiring and showing you a different path, okay? It opens doors. It really does. All right, number two, recognize hope as an active energy. I've talked a lot about action on this show and about how hope isn't just sitting there on the couch. Hope is making those choices and then, yeah, sometimes eventually getting off the couch, but making those choices, making those demands. So that is an active, it's not a passive. Hope is not a passive energy. Hope is a catalyst for making those choices, those taking those actions that will change your tomorrow. All right. Next one, connect hope to tangible actions. Hope just isn't a feeling, it's a call to action. I've talked a lot about that. I just talked about it. It's worth talking about again. When you feel that glimmer of hope, you see that light in the darkness, ask a question. What action can this hope inspire me to take right now? Okay. Yes, what else is possible here, but what action can I take to create that? Action reinforces that hope. It waters it. It helps you grow it so that that light doesn't dim, but gets brighter. Number four, practice mindful awareness of possibilities. Okay. Even in the most challenging situations, like, I don't know, the world today, train yourself to look for that whisper of what could be different. This isn't about ignoring problems. It's about being present with them. Because when you are present, the whisper of the universe, of your own intuition, comes up and says, hey, this is what you can do to change this. It's that moment when you ignore it, when you shove it under the couch, or you pretend it doesn't exist. That's when hope gets diminished. Okay? So when I say practice mindful awareness of possibilities, I'm saying be uber present with life. Not to depress yourself, but so that you can know. And, you know, and I used to have big money problems, okay, a long time ago. And I always used to ignore how much I needed a month to pay all my bills. And the fear of it kept me from having the awareness of what was required or what could change it because I wasn't present with it. I ignored it. And then it just grew as a bigger problem. But the moment I stood and faced it and went, oh, okay, wait a minute, I need to know this. A, it wasn't as scary as I thought. And B, everything started to change after that. Okay. So practice mindful awareness of possibilities. Next, reframe challenges as opportunities for change. Every obstacle, every setback, every problem can be reframed. And this is that place where it's a big debate in metaphysical society of like, there's less to be learned in everything. Well, I don't like to say lesson, I like to say awareness. Every situation, every experience I've ever had, I get an awareness. Sometimes it is the awareness of what not to do, but oftentimes it's the awareness of what that next step is. Next, seek out stories of resilience and positive change. This is a big one, because what I see a lot of people doing is they're like, I'm sad, I'm lonely, or I'm upset. So they watch things that make them more sad and lonely because it feels familiar at that time. That energy feels familiar. I get that, but it just reinforces that negativity. So if you're depressed and you're watching a show that isn't uplifting you, watch a new show, please. If you need a list of possibilities, let me know. In the eclecticness of me, I have a broadcast production degree. I know TV and movies. I know a lot of stuff that can inspire you, okay? Next, engage in activities that uplift your spirit. Same kind of thing, right? Is there a hobby or something that makes you happy? Do it. Shift and change that energy. Next, surround yourself with supportive people. Please, 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 please pay attention to this one. Surround yourself with supportive people. Not everyone feeds the hope. Some people will drag you down. Be aware of that. Sometimes you can be hope for other people, but if you're in need of hope, surround yourself with people who will support that, okay? Who can hold out that hand and help you rise higher. And then this next one, please hear this. Remember that even a whisper can change tomorrow. Never underestimate that tiniest spark of hope, of possibility, of one hope-inspired choice, of one hope-inspired action. That single whisper of an idea can change not only your tomorrow, but all tomorrows, my friends. Okay. So every choice you make today, every step you take opens up doors to change and possibility that you want, that once you choose and claim it, because it become available for everybody else to choose it. Hope is not passive. Hope is action fueled. It's a potent active force that resides within each of us. And I please, please, please allow that awareness that something can be different. Okay. Next week show. Are you getting in your own way? That one's going to hurt a few people. Are you getting in your own way? But really, I have a lot of fun information coming with that one of like, if you are getting out of your way, don't worry. There's hope. But there is hope that you can make a different choice. So stay tuned next week for that one. I'm really, really, really excited. And if you have a show suggestion, my friends, if you have something that you would love to explore, if you're curious about it, trust me, I'm curious about it too, and I want to explore it. And you know what? You and I aren't the only ones. There's a lot of people that are going to want to know about that as well. So please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com so we can explore this amazing, beautiful world together. So thank you, my friends. I hope you listen to the show more than once. Hope is not passive. Hope is a potent force to help you create and change your life. All right, my friends, make it a fun week, a magical week, a happy week, and be back next week. I will be. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you. Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.